Well, now, this is the Bryant Park Project podcast. I'm Luke Burbank. You know, yesterday, a lot of news was made by a fellow named Bill Richardson. He's the governor of New Mexico. And as you probably heard, he is officially throwing his hat in the ring, or his name in the hat, or his something in the something, saying that he is going to run for president as a Democrat. And he spent a lot of his day yesterday telling the media why they should think that he maybe has a chance to win. And it got me kind of wondering, why is it that more people aren't taking Bill Richardson's candidacy seriously? I mean, he's a successful state governor. He was a respected diplomat for years and years. He's a Latino, which has to be a good thing based on the demographic patterns in the U.S. All around, seems like he has a pretty good resume to be president. And yet he has to sort of keep explaining to people why he has even a remote chance of winning. And I wondered, why is that? Why are people not giving him more of a thought? And then I had a sinister and possibly disturbing thought, which was, is it because he's too fat? Well, we thought we'd turn to somebody who's actually done a little research on the topic. So we tracked down Seth Berliner. He's about to be a senior at Columbia University. And he wrote an article, which has a great title, Seth. I got to give it to you. Fat sure. Chance. And then I guess it's the subtitle, Candidates of Substance?
Yes, yes, it is.
You wrote this article for the Columbia Political Review. And what did you find out? I mean, does it seem like a possibility for our buddy Bill Richardson?
Yes, it does seem like a possibility, but I think his weight definitely does hurt him. I mean, there was a lot of talk in my interviews for the article. I did discussing the ideas with my editors about how America has become a very image-conscious society, and how at this point in time, when we see our presidential candidates on a daily basis, months before anybody casts a vote, it's very hard to escape whatever your image presents you as. And especially when the fact that Al Gore might be losing some weight is taken as a sign that he might be deciding to run for president, it's hard to run as a person who people don't really like to look at.
Right. I mean, you said also there's in your article that there's kind of a moral equation here, that it's almost like smoking, and how Barack Obama quit smoking before he ran, so, you know, to make sure that he was seen as a sort of morally upright guy. And there is, I think, despite the fact that we're all too fat in America, there's this internal thing that somebody who's heavy set might be, you know, not morally as upright, or they might be slothful, which, I mean, everyone knows medically isn't the case, but there's still that perception, I guess, in some people.
There's definitely that perception, and it also, I think, has a lot to do with self-control. But I think it also, I mean, it's not a recent development. I found a quote from St. Jerome writing in the 4th or 5th century saying something like, a fat stomach doesn't breed good thoughts.
Well, and then also in your article, and we talked about this in our editorial meeting at the Bryant Park Project offices, this naturally raises the specter of a guy named Mike Huckabee, who used to be governor of Arkansas and was a big guy. And he lost a bunch of weight, and now he's, you know, considered a presidential candidate with legitimate aspirations because he lost all this weight.
Yeah, and I think losing that weight is, I mean, I don't think it can be understated in terms of its importance to his presidential ambition. I would question whether he would be running if he still were more than 300 pounds. And I think, you know, I talked to one of his chief political consultants, Dick Dresner, and he was saying that the fact that Governor Huckabee lost this weight and then went on to make sort of weight loss, healthy eating, healthy lifestyles a larger public campaign will definitely have to play a role in his candidacy.
So I guess maybe the other question I have, Seth, is what do you think this says about us as a society? Are we terrible, vain little Nicole Richies inside?
You know, that's a really interesting question, and I'm not sure that there's any one thing to be said. I think part of it is that there is a legitimate concern in the sense that obese people do have a higher propensity towards health maladies. But I think it does say something about how image-conscious we've become. I think Bill Richardson suffers from the overexposure that any presidential candidate gets. And in that overexposure, in that sort of blinding light, any negative aspect of one's image, and I mean visual image, is magnified beyond, you know, to a totally distorted degree.
Seth Berliner of Columbia University, thanks for coming on and talking to us about Heavy Dudes and the presidency.
Thanks for inviting me, Luke. And I took a look at your website. You guys have some great stuff going.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
Have a good one.
Okay. This is the Bryant Park Project.